I'm at the Hellfest with N Steeler. Hello.
Hi, it's Mehemek Destructor.
Hi, be killed.
First question, the easy one. What is your feeling after your show at the Hellfest?
Well, it was a great pleasure to play here. The audience was fantastic, and we played a short but fantastic show, I think.
Yeah, it was a great, amazing show. The crowd totally went crazy, so hell yeah, on Hellfest. Yeah.
To come back to your last album, new singer, does it change something in the creation work for the band to have a new singer?
Obviously not, no. Because the whole songwriters are still in the band, only the singer left. The rehearsals are the same like before, because we rehearse and the singer just came when the songs are ready. So now we rehearse and we put the songs on MP3 and send him to him, and he's living 600 kilometers away from Kiel, from our town, and so he can rehearse at home, and then we only meet at the shows. But there's still a fantastic, great friendship between us. Yes.
Did you change some stuff because it's not the same voice?
Yes, we wanted him not to cover the old singer, because we wanted to do something, I think, something new. There were chains we had to break. He did it fantastic. Because we are real thrash metal fans and like sometimes more dirty stuff. Like our old singer, he always wants to be the fastest band in the world, and I'm not the fastest drummer in the world, so there's something not correct in the band. So, and you know, I'm playing with Lars Wachtfeld since 1994 in the band, and we both know how to play a song. So, we wrote the songs, and we just had no borders and just played the songs and created songs, and it worked out very well. So, and Singoldus did a very, very good job.
Since you are in the band, did you change also something for your instrument?
No, not really, because Lars Wachtfeld's always writing the songs. It got the ground structure, and I always play the ground structure and make some things of mine. So I put it in, and then we fit it together, and it works well. It's nice. So what else should I say? So great work with those guys. Amazing.
Your songs and all the album talk always about the war, but it's modern war. I think you will never change that. I mean, the theme of the war. But will you go one day on Middle Ages or?
I think actually it's war. This is what we do on stage. You know, we are. Some months ago, we played in Denmark, and there was a guy. He didn't like our music, but he liked our show because the power we have on stage and how to perform the music. And he said, "This is the old stuff, the old kind of metal he likes to see on stage, and not these well-designed technical metal thing." You know, we are just from our rehearsal room here and playing, and we are not perfect, but we are dirty as hell and just doing it. And we are always doing our war stuff, and I think this war theme fits perfect to Enstille, and our guitarist Lars Wachtfeld, he is the book of war. He knows everything about the First and Second World War, and so we have enough things to put in our music, the lyrics, and it's a good theme for us as the German band.
Is the theme of war was as important as the music of N Steeler to join the band?
I think it's fit together, you know? That's one theme. That's a whole product. So you got you always got the red one, Lars Wachtfeld, with the whole thing of world wars and the stuff of that and the thematic and something like that. He always do the guitar thing and always got something in his mind. So, and we always enjoy it and play it, and it's a whole constructure. It's like a building, you know. You cannot build a roof without a bottom, so it is. And so everything fits together.
From the last album, is there one special track that you really like to perform in live?
For me, it's Anomie. For me, because, you know, when I grew up, I started with, like every kid, with normal music. I call it normal music. And then I turned to metal. And when I was really fed up with metal, I listened to a lot of punk music, but not the shit you hear today. Real punk music, and I think Anomie has this power, like old punk stuff. It's music I like to open a beer and trash my whole room at home, and yes, it's very very powerful, this song. And this song is about something like about community, but when community gets a higher level. And it's not only community, it's the spirit behind it, you know? And it's getting to a higher level, so... for me, it's the best song. For me, it's one of the best songs on the album. The best song is Deepest Place on Earth, for me. But we don't play it live.
For me, it's World of Flame. Because this song really kicks fucking ass live. You know, when you're a musician, you stand on stage and look at the crowd and all the spirit and the feeling, it's really kicked ass. It's fucking World of Flame, yeah. And we set this world on flame, so yeah, that's great. That's for me, it's really the song when we start to play. It's a lot of fun, enjoying it, like all the other songs too, but this especially is my favorite, personally.
Will you tour in France soon after?
We already toured in France.
And you come back?
Of course. If there's a chance to play here again in France, we always will come, because we like to play shows outside of Germany.
So, but nothing playing yet?
No, at the moment not. No, at the moment we plan to record a new album. We are writing songs, doing our festival season now. Okay. And I think in October we will do hopefully some shows in Britain, and then we will hopefully record a new album. Okay. Because next year we have 2013. Uh-huh, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Will you shoot a video clip between the two albums, or?
For the new album.
For this one, will you do a new one, or?
We have a video clip.
Yeah,
we have.
Did you play for a new one?
No. Just one video for an album. I think it's enough.
Okay.
So we are no video stars. We are rock stars. Okay.
Did you record sometimes your performance in live? And do you think one day you will do a live album or?
I think my drumming is too bad to to release in. I don't think that we will release a live album. Never say never, but it's not our plan.
Okay.
We like to do a new studio album.
Anything you would like to add, or?
Good night and fuck hell.
Fuck hell!
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.